Thanks for joining us on the listener-supported service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, AM 580. It's time now for our opening commodity market report. And with that summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 673, down 3/4 on the open. December 689, up a half. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 725, up 2.5 on the open. December 742, up 3. March 737, down 2. May 685, up 3. July 582, down 1/2 on the open. September corn opened at 345.5, up 1/4 on the open. December 362.5, up 1/2. March 376, up 1.75. May 384.5, down 1.25. July at 393.5, down 3/4. September 393.5, down 1.75. December 401, down 1/4. March 407.5, down 1.5 on the open. September soybeans open at 844, up 2 on the open. November 861, up 2.75. January 874.5, up 1.25. March 885.5, up 1.5. May 890.5, up 1/2. July 901, down 1/2. August 896, up 1 on the open. September soybean meal open at 233.50, up 1.20 on the open. October 236.50, up 1.30. September soybean oil open at 35.30, up 1 on the open. October 35.55, up 5. At the Merck, August live cattle open at 94.25, up 60 on the open. October 97.45, up 60. August feeders open at 116.95, up 20 on the open. September 117.75, up 42.5. October lean hogs open at 68.25, down 22.5 on the open. December 67.45, down 7.5. And August bellies open at 70.50, up 40 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Joining us now to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Fresh off a meeting yesterday evening in El Paso, Illinois. What were your observations?
Well, first of all, to everybody that we've had meetings, it really touches our hearts that from the panel and analytical standpoint that people come out and see us and ask such good questions, and it makes you come back to work and want to work harder. So we really feel indebted to the people that come and see us. And all the nice compliments we've been getting out on the road, it really means a lot to us. But I guess my overall mindset is that from last night and the other meetings we've done together, Dave, is that the farmer's very much aware that there's a good micro fundamental support underneath these prices, but they also see that some of these financial markets and the vulnerability, the potential vulnerability in the energy markets and financial markets are there too. And it goes back to them wanting to hold a lot of their 07 corn and beans because of the wide basis, hold it on the farm, try and make some basis back, but they also see the very high prices in 08. And I think that's where we come in and say, you know, it may not be a bad idea to have a little bit of 08 gone, meaning, you know, 30-35% at prices that, you know, you shoot for, and have those orders standing in there. And I think that's been very well received by just about everybody at this point.
Seems like the farmers are of a mindset that they're going to make up their minds pretty doggone quick about next year.
Well, they are, and I think that is something that maybe is a little different than last year. I think there's a lot on the table still. Hopefully the next 30 days we'll know a lot more, and I think certainly the September report for corn may dictate a lot of farmers' decisions, maybe more than we want. You know, if they would come in with a higher yield and not reduce the harvested acres, and we grow that 13 billion bushel crop up towards 13.2 or something like that, I think the producers that have good crops would, you know, find a very hard time with the basis. The wide basis would probably extend itself a lot longer than we would like, and it would probably be a lot harder on the 08, saying, well, we don't need quite as many acres as we thought just, you know, in the prior month in August. And so I think that there's a lot on the table right now for producers. And I thought that by this time in 08, you would have a more calm market and you'd have a little bit more entrenchment in the psychology of the trade. But it's amazing to be sitting here in August and be getting calls from end users and commercials saying, I'm still booking protein. I'm booking protein hard for human consumption in wheat. I'm booking protein hard for feed consumption in meal and beans for the livestock sector.
Market today seems to be taking a breather. Maybe it's waiting what happens at 1 o'clock when Pro Farmer comes out with its national figures. However, all the state numbers are in, and as you look at those, what observations do you have?
Well, yeah, the option expiration and the crop tour numbers coming in just about the same time certainly have a little bit of a cloud over the markets right now. I guess the observation I would probably make is they found a little bit more disappointing fields and yields in Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, and maybe even Iowa, but they also found some pretty doggone good fields in Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, and especially in Nebraska. So I think, to me, when I look at the newswire stories, the net effect of all these crop tour blurbs that have come across the newswires is it just depends on what field you go into, and the variability is so amazing it's not even funny. I think the biggest thing that happened this morning was you asked the question, how tight is the cash wheat market? It's so tight that even Castro is buying it from the United States, and I think that's something that should go into the agricultural history books, is that Castro actually buckled and Cuba's buckled and bought 100,000 tons of U.S. wheat this morning. And so you've got to know that back in the background, there's some bigger players out there, bigger countries out there probably looming. India's been talked about a lot this week. Iraq's starting to be talked about again this morning. Maybe even some other countries out there. We'll see how the chips fall.
So demand still good in the wheat market. Is it enough for new longs to enter?
It probably is for a short period of time. I think the new longs in Chicago will stop when they start to hear the commercials die down. But the commercials are beating the drum that they can't get the vessels, they can't get the ports, they can't get the quality. As long as they keep hearing that and the spreads stay firm, then you'll probably continue to grow the length in the wheat.
What advice do you have for producers today?
Well, the big thing is beans have found some support. They've found support off of uncertain yield and good commercial buying in the meal. And the meal has been bought by commercials about all week this week in the futures on increasing open interest. That's a really nice thing to have when you have higher prices and increasing open interest. That's a strong market. Meal's our leader for today, Dave, especially with the beans. Set meal has tested its 50-day moving average on the composite chart. That's a key point here technically. If we would go back below that, then we probably have a little bit more negative attitude in the beans from a technical perspective. But that could be very short-term because of what's going on in the fields. The Chicago Board of Trade people are very well aware of the central Illinois areas having a lot of sudden death cropping up in their beans right now. So beans are very much a wild card right now. It's nice to have meal in your corner again, and we'll put meal as the leader here, both fundamentally and technically, until we see the September report.
And it appears corn has also found support at its July lows, too, and now we're hearing cases that maybe the Minnesota stand is not so good, and by the time harvest comes, we might lose 7 or 8%.
Yeah, that's a great point, and I think the other nice thing about corn is we've seen this futures rally off the lows, but we also saw the Gulf basis widen yesterday. Export sales maybe were a little bit disappointing in corn, and we probably saw some producer hedging after this 35-cent, 37-cent rally in the SEP futures. And the Chicago spreads reacted to that, so we've been pounding the drum out there on the road that the spreads and the basis are the leader here. That's working right now, and we're really glad to see that, and that's what we're going to keep an eye on in the corn especially.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave, and nice job out there.
Take care. Have a great day. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities, he is in Lafayette, Illinois, joins us every Friday morning on the opening commodity market report. By the way, next week we will be at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur. All 3 days will be in the University of Illinois tent broadcasting, and we'll have a panel discussion for markets in that tent at 9 o'clock in the morning. and then we'll go over to the Agrigold tent just down the block on West Progress Street for two more panels at 11 and 3 in the afternoon. We hope you can make it out to the show and maybe take in one of those panels. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick in Kansas City. September wheat, 672.5, down 1.25. At the Board of Trade, September wheat, 720, down 2.5. September corn, 342.5, down 2.75. September beans, 841, down 1. September soybean meal, 231.30, down $1. September soybean oil, 35.56, up 27 points. You are listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web for you every day at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.